Welcome to Introduction to Law, Chapter 36, Notes, Federalists versus Anti-Federalists. The Federalists were people who supported the ratification of the Constitution. Rather than ask Congress or the state governments to approve the Constitution, the Federalists decided to go directly to the people for approval. James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, and John Jay wrote a series of articles published in a New York newspaper, which became known as the Federalist or the Federalist Papers, which were designed to convince people to support the ratification of the Constitution. The main arguments presented by the Federalists were as follows. Number one, the civic virtue of the people cannot be relied upon alone to protect basic human rights. The Federalists argued that the greatest dangers in republics to the common good and the natural rights of citizens had been from the selfish pursuit of their interests by groups of citizens who ignored the common good. Civic virtue meant that citizens were willing to set aside their interests if it was necessary to do so for the common good. Number two, the way the government is organized will protect basic rights. The Federalists believed it was unrealistic to expect people in a large and diverse nation living hundreds of miles apart to be willing to give up their own interests for the benefit of others. The rights and welfare of all would be protected by the system of representation and separation of powers provided by the Constitution. The method used to elect senators and the president would increase the possibility that they would have the qualities required of good governing officials. The complicated system would also prevent any individual or faction from taking complete control. And number three, the representation of different interests in the government will protect basic rights. The House would protect local interests, and the Senate would protect the people's state interests. The President would protect the people's national interests, and the judiciary would protect the people's fundamental interests. The Federalists recognized that the new national government had much more power than the old, but it was limited by enumerated powers and the system of checks and balances. The Anti-Federalists. Led by George Mason and Patrick Henry, the Anti-Federalists were generally older Americans who had grown up believing in the basic ideas of republicanism, which is a strong reliance on a representative government and civic virtue, typically on a small local scale. This group was concerned about the new government because they feared it would be too large and powerful. Flaws in the Constitution, according to the Anti-Federalists, included too much power for the national government at the expense of the states, too much power to the executive branch, too much power to Congress because of the necessary and proper clause, allowing for an army to be kept during peacetime, no Bill of Rights, and the document should have been developed in meetings that were open to the public. The Compromise. In order for the states of New York and Virginia to ratify the Constitution, the Federalists agreed to add a Bill of Rights that would place further limitations on the powers of the national government by listing the rights of citizens not to be violated. The Federalists deserve the credit for writing the Constitution, but the debate resulting from the Anti-Federalist objections to the Constitution resulted in the addition of the Bill of Rights. The first 10 amendments have proved to be vitally important to the protection of the basic rights of the American people, and have served as an inspiration to many beyond America's shores.